Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Praise the Lord that we have this opportunity to come to worship Him.
我们感赞美神，我们有这样的机会来敬拜他。
Today the message is only half. Because of time constraint, I have to split it into two sermons.
因为时间的关系，我必须把它分成两部来讲。
Before we start, let's have a prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们先低头祷告。Gracious
Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for who you are.
满有恩典的神，我们谢谢你，并且我们赞美你。Thank
you for a second chance in our life.
谢谢你一再的在我们的生命里面给我们机会。
Thank you for Jesus whom you sent to die for us.
我们谢谢你派遣主耶稣基督来为我们死在十字架上。
Thank you for everything you have done in our life.
谢谢你因为他为了我们而死。
May your word speak to us this morning.
求你今天早上向我们说话。
That we always have hope in you. That we always have hope in you.
使我们在你面前常有盼望。
When we come to you to repent.
当我们来到你的面前来认罪的时候。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I gave you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh.
约拿便照耶和华的话起来，往尼尼微去。So
one of the great lessons of Jonah's failure and forgiveness is that God can continue to use those who return to Him.
在约拿这个故事里面，约拿的失败以及他被赦免，给我们最大的一个功课就是神会继续使用凡是回头到他面前来的人。
Thankfully, we serve a God of second chance.
我们感谢神，我们所侍奉的神是一再给我们机会的神。
Just like Jonah, there are many spiritual leaders we see a second chance to finish the work.
就像约拿，有很多其他的属灵的领袖，都从神那里得到再一次的机会，可以来侍奉他。
In the Bible, Moses murdered a man, and God called him to bring Israel out of Egypt.
在摩西，在年轻的时候谋杀了一个人，但是神呢，赦免了他，并且让他带领以色列人出埃及。
Elijah quit and complained to God, but God recommissioned him.
以利亚撒手不干，并且他向神抱怨。 但是神仍然把他再宣召回来做他的事工。
The Samaritan woman with five husbands, life was changed because Jesus shared the gospel to her as well.
那撒玛利亚妇人有五个丈夫，但是神给耶稣给她机会，让她能够听到福音。
Peter denied the Lord many times. And God used him at Pentecost.
彼得多次的否认主耶稣，但是却在五旬节的时候重用他。
John Mark deserted Paul and Barnabas on a mission trip, but God used him to write the Gospel of Mark.
写马可福音的约翰马可离弃了他们的使徒团，离开他们，但是神的灵再次的感动他，使他能够有机会写下了马可福音。
That has been the story of the church through ages.
这就是从过去到现在的教会历史故事。
We all receive multitudes of opportunities to serve God and return to Him.
我们都不断地接受许许多多的机会，回头来到神的面前。
Once God corrected and restored His servants.
一旦神调整并且重新修复了他的仆人。
The work God intended will continue, and just as the case of Jonah.
就像约拿一样，一旦他的仆人被恢复了以后，神依然会行使他所要做的事。
There are three things Jonah found out about God in these verses.
在这几节圣经里面，约拿从神那里领受了三样事情。
The first is Jonah found out God gave second chance.
第一件事情就是约拿发现神是再给他机会的神。
Before God called Jonah for second chance, for the second chance to proclaim his message.
在神呼召约拿第二次出来宣告他。
God was working on corrections and restoration before He asked him to go back to Nineveh.
因为约拿的不顺服，神在利用他第二次呼召他以前来调整、纠正并且修复约拿。
In chapter 1, God sent a violent wind to rattle the ship.That Jonah was in.
在第一章的时候提到有他在海上有一阵大暴风使这个船几乎要翻了。
Jonah was thrown to the sea by the sailors after he admitted the trouble they were in was because of him.
在这些水手知道约拿就是造成这次暴风的主谋，他们就把他扔到深海里。
Even the sailor came to know God.
甚至于这些水手都来因为这个事而认识神。
And the sailors greatly feared God and offered sacrifice to the God of Israel.
他们不但相信了神，他们也向神献祭。
On top of that, they make vows to God.
他们也向神许愿。
Chapter 2 describes Jonah was.Calling for God for help when he was drowning in the sea.
第二章就讲到约拿在深海里面向神去呼求。
He offered a prayer of thanksgiving.
他在深海里向神感恩，向神感谢。
And simply thankful for God that he had not drowned.
他所感谢的就是神没让他淹死。
He called upon the Lord and God delivered him.
他呼求神，神就拯救他。
Number two things we can learn from the book of Jonah is Jonah found out that God still had a plan for him.
第二件事情约拿发现的是，他发现神对他仍然在他的生命中仍然有一个计划。
When the word of the Lord came to Jonah for the second time,
当神的话第二次临到约拿的时候。
He came with the same commission that he had received the first time.
他神的话的使命是跟第一次是一样的。
It was still God's will for Jonah to go to Nineveh.
他仍然要约拿到尼尼微城去宣告他的话。
God's plan for Jonah has not changed, but Jonah did.
神的计划没有改变，但是改变的是约拿。
Remember the last time when I shared the sermon that when the word of God came to Jonah ran away.
记得上次我跟你们所分享的，当神第一次呼召约拿去尼尼微城的时候，约拿跑掉。
This time, having learned the lesson of the hard way because of his disobedience, he fully obeyed God's command.
这一次在约拿因为他的不顺服而学到的惨痛经验之后，他完全顺服神的旨意。
The truth is that God has some things for you and me to do.
事实上是
But do you know how many things that God intended for you and me to do never get accomplished? Do you know why?
知道为什么吗?
Because oftentimes the people of God has set about to accomplish His will simply refuse to surrender to God.
很多时候神的儿女，他们不愿意完全的顺服神。
Perhaps you might be thinking, well, I do not know God's will is.
也许你们说我根本就不知道神的旨意是什么。
But let's be honest to ourselves.
但是对我们自己诚实的来说，
You and I know a lot of what we are doing. More than we know ourselves.
你我都知道，我们所做的比我们所知道的要少。
You and I know that God wants us to be witnessing for Him.
你我都知道，神要我们为他做见证。
We just have too many excuses.
但是我们却有许多的借口。
We saw that in chapter 4, Jonah obediently, chapter 3, Jonah obediently declared the truth to commoners in the street and the leader in the palace.
在第三章的地方，我们看到约拿很顺服神的旨意，宣告神的话，向世纪响应，并且向宫殿里面的元首。
God extends His grace to all races, to all in all places, despite their wickedness.
神把他的恩典伸向所有的各种族类、各种团体。
This reminds us of the great commission that God gave us to go is to go to the world to preach the gospel.
这就提醒我们，主耶稣要我们去向外面传神福音的大使命。
We know that God wants us to love our neighbor as ourselves.
我们知道神要我们爱人如己。
God also wants us to be good stewards of our time.
神同时也希望我们是我们时间的好管家。Money.
我们金钱的好管家。Talents. 还有我们恩赐的好管家。Everything that we have.
任何我们所拥有的好管家。Our
church is very unique and blesses in many ways because most of us are professionals.
我们的教会实在是非常的被祝福，因为。 在我们中间，几乎多半都是有一技之长的。How
is that many of us do not know what God's will is?
怎么可能我们不知道神的旨意是什么呢？
We simply need to drop the excuse that we do not know what God's will is for us.
我们必须要把这个不知道神的旨意是什么这个借口放下。
I believe our problem is that we often do know what God's will is.
我认为我们多半时候知道神的旨意是什么。But
we simply not willing to do it.
但是我们就是不愿意去做。
But Jonah found out God still has a plan for us, for him.
然而约拿他知道神仍然有一个在他身上仍然有一个计划。
Jonah found out how much God can do with one person.
约拿知道他发现神能够用一个人能够做多少事。
We saw that how Jonah successfully preached the good news to the people of Nineveh.
我们看到约拿是如何成功的把神的话宣告给尼尼微城的人。
However, this has nothing to do with Jonah's ability to preach.
他的这个求婚跟约拿的能力没有关系，也跟尼尼微城的人不配得神的福音也没有关系。
All we can say is God had a purpose beyond human understanding.
我们能说的就是，神在我们每个人身上的旨意是我们不能够了解的。
If you take John 3:16 more seriously,
如果你很认真地来看约翰福音3:16的话,
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life.
叫一切相信不至灭亡，反得永生。
Then we must come through. Before God showered that way with grace.
这样我们必须要有一个结论，就是当神把他的恩典倾倒在尼尼微城之前，
He reached them with love.
他已经先用他的爱去临到尼尼微城。
This is probably the greatest revival of all time.
这可能是在 从古以来到现在最大的一个复兴事件。
Why?
为什么？
Because every single human being repented of their sin and turned to God.
因为当时尼尼微城复兴的时候，是城中每一个人都回马悔改认罪。
Jonah was given a second chance to finish the task that God given to him.
约拿完成了神第二次给他的任务。
I wonder, is there any person here who has been in a situation in which you really wanted something to work out but didn't?
我在想，在这里，我们这些人当中，有没有人，你真的想要让一件事成，可是却没有成？You
feel like if I have a second chance, I know I could make things work.
你或许会想， 如果再给我一次机会，或许这件事就成了。When
you look at over our lives, some of the situations we have been involved and some of the choices that we have made.
当我们回头来看的时候，想想过去有一些发生在我们身上的事情，或是有一些决定所做的选择。We
think if only we have a second chance.
我们就会想，如果现在我能够再有一次机会的话，
Things will be much different today.
今天情况就不同了。
For example, if I had a second chance, I would have backed up my hard drive.
举例说明，如果我还有一次机会，我就会记得要去储存我的硬体。
If only I had a second chance, I wouldn't have married who I married.
如果我还有一次机会，我就不会跟这个人结婚。If
only I had a second chance, I wouldn't have moved to where I am.
如果还有一次机会，我就不会搬到这个地方来。If
I only had a second chance, I would have finished school.
如果我还有机会的话，我就会完成学业。If
I had a second chance, I wouldn't have gotten involved in the things that I was involved in.
如果还有一次机会，我绝对不会卷进去我这次卷进去的事情。Failure
is part of daily life.
失败是我们每个人生命中一定都会有的。There's
no one who never fails in life.
绝对没有人在一生中没有失败。I
was a beneficiary of the second chance given by God.
我就是一个让神给机会的一个受益者。
I grew up in Malaysia in a family of 8 kids.
我生长在马来西亚，我的家有8个孩子。
I was always a top student in the school.
我总是在学校是高材生。
Because of this, my parents always had high expectations for me to succeed in life.
就是因为这个原因，我的父母对我的生命有很高的期望。
However, their hope was shattered when I didn't do well in the national qualifying exam.
但是当我在考大学入学考试的时候，没有成功，因此他们的梦就被破灭。Therefore,
I failed to be admitted to the local university in Malaysia.
我失败，没有进入在马来西亚当地的一所大学。
At that time, there were only about four universities.
当时一共只有四所大学。
But only three with very low percentage are given to the Chinese.
其中的三所只有中国的人给非常少的名额。
I have no choice but had to come up to work.
我在没有选择的情况下，我必须出来工作。
I started working in a silver engineering firm as a draftman.
我开始工作在一个土木工程师的，做这个画工程图的。
While I was working,
我在工作的时候,
I still had the hope that one day, if I'm given a second chance, I could fulfill my childhood dream.
当我还在工作的时候，我就有这么一个盼望，如果我能够再有一次机会的话。 我就要完成我幼时的这个梦想。
Be an engineer one day.
有一天成为一个工程师。
I was asking to myself, who can help me?
我问我自己，谁能帮我完成这个梦呢？
Not my parents who struggled to meet any needs.
绝对不是我的父母，因为他们每天为着生活劳累。
My family is so poor. There's no way to do it.
我的家庭非常的贫穷，是绝对没有办法帮助我的。But
in desperation,
在迫切的情况下，I
began to talk to God.
我开始跟神讲话。I
don't know him.
我不认识他的时候。But
I challenged him.
但是我向他挑战。I
believe there is a supreme being who created the universe.
我相信这有一个超自然的物体。 创造这个超自然物体创造了宇宙。
I don't know who you are.
我不知道你是谁。
But if you are God,
如果你是神的话，
show me the way to America so that I can further my study.
请你指引我到美国的路，我可以继续我的学业。
God, if there's someone to come in, you grant a student visa.
所以神就派了一个人来帮助我。 使我可以拿到学生签证，
so that I can come to USA to study.
我可以来到美国学习。
In August 1981,
在1981年的8月，
at the age of 24,
24岁那一年。
Now you know how old I am.
现在就让他现在多老。
I came to study at the University of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
我来到 Oklahoma 大学念书。
Once I settled down in Tulsa,
我来到了 Tulsa.
One of my roommates was a Christian.
我的一个室友是个基督徒。
Started to share Jesus to me.
他就跟我分享主耶稣。
But I am a full-time student and working in Chinese restaurants.
我当时是个全时间的学生。 同时我也在餐馆打工。
Was very busy and hectic.
生活非常的忙碌，而且非常的混乱。
I didn't think much about God at that time.
我那个时候没有想到神。
I obtained my Bachelor of Science in Dublin in 1984.
1984年，我得到我的学士学位。
Fulfilling my childhood dream of being an engineer.
终于完成了我幼年的梦想，要成为一个工程师。
After graduation,
毕业之后,
I decided to further my study to graduate school.
我决定要继续研读硕士学位。
So I got my master in
87. 1987年我得到了硕士学位。
While I was in graduate school,
当我还在念硕士的时候,
I felt there was a void in my life.
我发现我的生命中有一个空洞。
And at the same time, I was searching to know what the real meaning of life is.
也在那个同时，我就开始在寻求人生命的意义是什么。
I began to go to church.
我就开始上教会。
As I was attending church services.
当我在参加聚会的时候。
During a span of 3 to 4 months.
大概3到4个月之长。
God was using sermons to speak to me about His salvation plan.
神借着所听到的道向我讲述救恩。
It was literally speaking to me like, Stephen, I died for you on the cross. Do you believe me?
就好像神说 ，Stephen， 我为你的罪死在十字架上，你相信我吗
？Finally, in early 1986.
在1986年初的时候。
While I was still in college.
我还在念硕士的时候。
I made my commitment to Christ.
我就决定终身追随主耶稣。
And all I can tell you, that was my best decision I ever made in my life.
我可以告诉你，这是我一生中做的最好的决定。
Today, I'm still reaping the benefit of that decision I made 27 years ago.
一直到今天，我仍然为我27年前所做的这个决定在收获。
My life was totally transformed.
我的生命整个被改变。
I used to be so selfish, arrogant.
我过去是一个很自私、很自大的人。
Now I'm more humble. I won't say I'm very humble. I am more humble.
现在我比较谦卑，我不是说我非常谦卑，但是我比较谦卑。
I'm willing to learn from God.
我愿意从神来学习。
So I couldn't imagine the magnitude of impact that Jesus has done in my life.
我简直无法想象主耶稣在我生命中有做多大的改变。
God has blessed me in all areas of my life.
神在我生活的各方面都祝福我。
In 1988,
1988年
God led me to come to Peoria.
神带领我来 Peoria 的卡特可乐上班。
He led me to be involved in a Bible study.
并且带领我参加一个查经班。
We got leadership and guidance.
我学习做领袖，并且教导。
I learned to serve him for all these years.
我就在这么多年这样学习过来。
I had the opportunity to lead many people to Christ.
我有很多的机会带领人来相信主。
I have seen.God changed many lives.
我看到神改变很多人的生命。
And I saw God build Peoria Chinese Christian Church from scratch.
我也看着神从建立了毕城华人教会从零开始建立。
This is amazing.
这实在是很奇妙的事。
This is not what I have in mind.
这个绝对是我不能，不是我想象中的。
This is God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
I often wonder what would have happened if God did not give me that second chance in life.
我常常在想，如果神那个时候没有给我那一次机会的话，再给我一次机会的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Sometimes when we make a mistake in life, it feels so final.
有的时候你觉得你的人生已经走到尽头。
When you make a serious mistake, you might think it's all over.
当你犯了一个非常严重的错误的时候，你可能当时会想，我这一辈子完了。
I want to let you know this morning.
我今天早上想让你知道。
The game of life isn't like a game in which you have only one chance to win.
人生的游戏不是像打球一样，你只有一次机会可以赢。
Before it's over.
在还没有完成之前，只有一次机会可以赢。
How many times did you watch a game that was won in the fourth quarter?
有多少时候你看打篮球的时候是在第四局的时候才分出胜负
？I want to let you know, with God, you can get second chance, third chance, fourth chance.
我想告诉你，就是当你犯了错以后，
Even more chances. Because life is a journey. There are lessons to be learned in life so that we can make corrections to our mistakes. So failure is not final. So I'd like to tell you today, there's always hope in God. Because God promises to forgive when we confess and repent. First John 1:9 says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节是这么说的：如果我们认自己的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，他一定会赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We got everything possible.
在神凡事都能。
In Luke 18:27, Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God."
在路加福音18:27节，主耶稣回答他们的门徒说：“在人不能，在神凡事都能。”
The question is not whether we will fail.
问题不是在于我们会不会失败。
We definitely will fail.
我们当然会常遇到失败。
But how we will respond to failure is the key.
而是如何面对这个失败是一个关键。
I will continue the second part of the sermon in July.
请听下回分解七月。
Sorry, because of time, I have to cut it short.
因为时间的关系，我必须要把它缩减。
May this morning message inspire you and also bring hope to you.
我希望今天早上的信息能够激励你，并带希望给你。
In spite of your failure in life,
不管你在生命中遇到怎么样的失败，
whatever the situation is,
不管你的情况是多坏，
if you come to God,
只要来到神面前，
you have second chance,
你就会一再给你一次机会的时候。
But I want to remind you that do not take God's second chance for granted.
但是我想要提醒你们是不要滥用神所给你的机会。
He will give you the chance.
他会给你机会。
But you must make full use of it.
你要好好的利用。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
The God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的神。
Isaac and Jacob.
以撒跟雅各的神。
Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
谢谢你向我们说话。
You are the God of second chance.
你是再给我们机会的神。
Even though we mess up in our life.